trust everyone. You forgive me with my voice. I probably sound like I'm talking through my nose. I'm still recovering from that surgery, but feeling better today. It is Mother's Day, so I'm going to ask you ladies, if you don't mind, we're going to more look at it as Mother's Day, Women's Day, but just like the men sing the first Sunday of the month, this is Mother's Day. So as many of you ladies wouldn't mind if you would please come to the choir. You guys are going to sing. Yes, ladies and girls, moms and girls, you're going to sing a song here for us in a little bit as well. So come on up and join Michelle in the choir if you're able to, please. We are a conservative Baptist church. We know what a man is and a woman is. So women, please. Those you're able to, some, I know it's hard for some of you, I understand that. But if you're able, please. All these lovely ladies. Prayers, our ladies get ready. Hymn number 275. Ladies, if you'd like to join the ladies in the choir, please come on up while I pray, and the ladies will sing for us, and we'll go on with our service. Father, we love you so much, and thank you for your goodness to us, your blessings upon us. Thank you for the joy of service. Thank you for joy of fellowship. Thank you for the joy of laughter. And Lord, I pray that you forgive my wife and her meanness. And I pray you'll bless our services, bless our ladies that are here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh,
you so much for your faithfulness and giving of your tithes and offering. And coming soon, Lord willing, here before the summer anyway, we're working on getting our online giving back on the website again. I'll give you more information, but you should see that coming up soon on the website for help out those who like to give online, as well as when you're traveling and not have to miss a week. But thanks again for your faithfulness and your giving this morning. Looking forward to what the Lord has for us today. Pray for me. I'm still a little sore from the surgery. Not sure how my throat's going to... I don't know how I sound to you, but I sound different to me. I don't know if it's my hearing aids, or new hearing aids, and my voice, or a combination of both, but I don't sound like me, so I'm opening my mouth. Ladies, here's one. Ladies, you remember a time in your life when you said something and you heard your mother's voice coming out of your mouth? You know, that this morning I'm hearing somebody else's voice coming out of my mouth. I hope it's my father's, but I don't know. It's not my mother's. Mother's would be a little bit higher pitched. All right, Brother David, you ask God's blessing upon our giving this morning.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this special day that we have to honor our mothers.
Yes.
And Father, we can never overstate the importance and the influence that they have played in our lives and in the life of our nation. Father, I pray now, too, that you would bless this time of worship, bless each gift and each giver, and Father, I just pray that you would bless the services this morning, strengthen Pastor's voice, and help us, Lord, to be filled with your truth as it's preached from your word. We ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for praying for me while I was out several days last week after the surgery. Looking forward to the service today. So let's pray together, ask God's blessings upon our service. Of course, our ministry and our families here at church as we strive together to reach our community for the cause of Christ. Let's go to the Lord together in prayer. Father, we love you so much and do thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for your blessings upon us. Father, thank you for the joy of service and the joy of fellowship. Father, I thank you for the men that are represented here this morning. I pray that you bless each and every one of them. I pray that you'd help them to be the men that you would have them to be. Help them be the husband that you'd have them to be. The spiritual leader of their home. Father, they would step up and make the decision that we will live for Christ. We will serve the Lord as a family and help them to set that example, not in just the home, but in the workplace, in the community, and of course, Father, right here at Harvest Baptist Church. We thank you for the men that are visiting with us this morning. Father, I ask if maybe there's a man here today that does not know for sure where they would spend eternity, that today they would put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, Father, we thank you for our ladies as we set aside a time today to honor our ladies, especially our mothers. We thank you for their desire to harvest ladies to live for you and to serve you, Father. The work they do behind the scenes to be a source of blessing and encouragement here at Harvest Baptist Church. Would you bless them? Would you encourage them? Would you strengthen them as they strive to be that Proverbs 31 woman? Lord, how each and every ministry, how each home needs a mother, that needs a lady in the church, to in the home, to help, to encourage, and to set that balance forth. Father, I pray that you'd use them to continue to be that source of blessing and encouragement here to our church family. Father, I pray this morning as well that you would be with those that are working in our children's ministries and our nursery. We are so grateful for those who are willing to give of themselves and time to study through the week in preparation to teach and to spend time, Lord, with children, and those who work in the nursery, Lord, rocking and singing and telling stories and changing diapers and all the things that they do just to love on the little ones while mom and dad can enjoy the service. We thank you for them. Father, now I pray that you'd help me this morning, that you'd give me clarity of thought, mind, and speech as we prepare to preach your word this morning. And Father, again, I ask if there's anyone here today, man, woman, boy, or girl, that doesn't have perfect peace about where they would spend eternity, that today they would put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Help me to be obedient to that which I have prepared for and which you have showed me today in the preaching and teaching of the word. Pray that you encourage me, strengthen me, and Father, again, give me clarity of thought, mind, and speech. Pray that you'd have free reign in our services today. Pray that you'd use our ladies that will come in just a moment to sing for us, to help as we prepare our hearts and mind for the preaching of thy word. Father, move in the midst of your people today. Have your will and way. And may we all be obedient as you work and strive to do great things in and through us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Before our ladies come to sing for us this morning, have a couple of thoughts I want to share with you this morning. First, we'll read our scripture, What a Mom is Likened To. Just have one verse of scripture as our text, several of the verses of scripture that I'll use this morning. But Proverbs chapter 30 and verse number 11. The Bible says there is a generation that curses their father and doth not bless their mother. Started on the message, I just want to give you an update and another introduction to my message this morning for those who may have been out for a little while. We are still in the works and trying to figure out what we can and can't do, what the city will allow us to do on the fellowship hall, but we are wanting to do some remodeling. Of course, we won't spend any money before we come before the church and make an agreement on it, but just to give you an idea where we're at, for some of you who may have missed it, as some of you know, Brother John Draper was a general contractor in Alaska, doesn't have his license here, a certified electrician as well in Alaska. Him and Brother Cena has talked to the city. We went back and forth. We send plans. We think we're on the move where they're going to get us approved and we're going to be able to do some things. We want to do a lot of the work ourselves, so we will save some money, but we will have to spend some money that we do have for appliances and moving some walls, electricians, but we're going to be in need of a general contractor or a certified electrician. So if you know someone or you happen to be here and you are one, see me after the service, but we'll have to get some help from one of them to sign off, to look at the plans, and also sign off when we do the work, because we want to do a lot of the work ourselves. That way we can do more for less money but have a nicer fellowship hall. So just kind of give you an update what's going on. Before we move forward, we will bring it before the church. Don't worry about that, but just kind of want to give you an update on what's going on. And so far it's cost us just some time, some drawings and designs, and Brother Draper and Brother Leonard, Brother Cena has been involved in that as well as some others, and we appreciate them willing to take their time and talents to draw up some of those things for us. Looking forward to things coming in the near future. All right, with that out of the way, let's go forward with our message this morning. You know, I read my text and I made the comment, and you know, it's so discouraging when you think about how accurate the Bible is. And as I read that passage, there is a generation, by the way, I think we're living in part of that generation today, that curses their father and doth not bless their mother. And Lord willing, God will help us in many ways to improve in some of those areas as a nation as a whole, but us as a family, a church family. And I think I've said before, I think every pastor has certain messages that they preach or topics they say, those are harder ones to preach. And for me, Mother's Day and Father's Day are difficult. And let me explain why. Not everyone here is a mother. And I'm just going to be honest with you, and you help me out this morning. I want to be a blessing and help to you. As we spent time as missionaries on the mission field, they didn't have the so-called Mother's Day, but they had Women's Day. For me, it was a lot easier to preach and use that theme as Women's Day. But we have so many people represented here today. Men, don't turn me off because I'm speaking to mothers or ladies today, because hopefully I'll say something that will encourage you and remind you. If you're not a mother, here this morning we have mothers, we have grandmothers, we have aunts or aunties, depending on where you're from. We have those that are adopted mothers, stepmothers, those that are mentors or look like mothers. And during that time for me in the military and pastoring a military church, Michelle and I became mom and dad to many young soldiers. The mom and dad for those who are away from home, or some that maybe didn't have a mom or didn't have a dad, but looked to us as our relationship built together. Sometimes it's hard because there may be some mothers that got saved late in life and they feel like they failed in so many ways their children. You have to remind yourself, when you got saved, the Lord forgave you those things, and there's nothing preventing you from doing better as you move forward. Some of you may not be a mother yet. So I'm hoping I say something today that will encourage everyone here today. We all have mentors in our life that made a difference for us in some way. They played a role that encouraged us and helped us. And in fact, many of us have played that role or may play that role in the future as a mentor of some type or a mother figure, someone in their life that made an impact or a blessing and encouragement to them. I can tell you stories today about young ladies that I met in Bible college, young ladies that Michelle and I met in Bible college and in the ministry that grew up in a home where they did not have a mother, but somewhere along the way they were adopted by another female in their life, another mother figure that loved on them, encouraged them, helped them, and in some ways became everything they needed in a mother to help them in their walk in their relationship with their husband and most of all with the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm hoping today to bless, to encourage, whether you're a man, woman, boy, or girl, and bring back some memories of some things. And I know as I prepare this message, a lot of things went through my mind with my mom. I had a mom growing up. I had a mother at times who drugged me to church. You know, some people talk about they had a drug problem. Well, I did too. I was drugged to church every week. And there's others that talk, you know, I had a grandmother as well. I had two grandmothers that played a role as a grandmother, like young Timothy had. The Bible talks about his mother and his grandmother. I have a grandmother that was my biggest prayer warrior. And I thought I lost my greatest prayer warrior when she went to heaven, but only to realize that she laid the foundation for others to pray for me and help me in ministry all the years that we were on the mission field. We have memories of those things, so I hope to spark some of that, to encourage you, to challenge you. I hope, if you get a little emotional, if I get a little emotional, don't let it bother you. Just remember, God gives us those emotions. Those are who we are, but also helps us to remind us of the past, looking at the present and paving the road for the future. So I hope to be able to help you. I'm going to start with a little humor to help me get rolling as well this morning. I think maybe 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, my first Mother's Day, that I might have shared some of these funnies I want to share with you, but I want to add some to that because there's many here this morning that are new that was not here several years ago. But many years ago, I came across an article entitled, "You Know Your Mother When?" And I want to share some of those that I may have shared 3 years ago, then add a few to that. But you know your mother when you want to take out a contract on the kid who broke your child's favorite toy. You know your mother when you have time to shave only one leg at a time. You know your mother when you hide in the bathroom just to be alone. You know your mother when your child throws up and you catch it. You know your mother when someone else's child throws up at a party and you just keep on eating. You consider finger paint to be a controlled substance. You know your mother when you can't bear the thought of your son's first girlfriend and you hate the thought of his wife even more. You know your mother when you use your own saliva to clean your child's face. You know your mother when you hear your mother's voice coming out of your mouth when you say, "Not in your good clothes." You know your mother when you stop criticizing the way your mother raised you. You know your mother when you say at least once a day, "I'm not cut out to do this job," but you know that you wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. We all have great memories of mothers and grandmothers or those who played that role for us. And I hope to be a blessing and an encouragement to you this morning and remind us as we've read this passage of Scripture, you know, if we treat mother as we should, mother would not be cursed, but rather she would be blessed. Again, Proverbs tells us in chapter 30, verse 11, there's a generation that curses their father and doth not bless their mother. You know, it's impossible to exhaust the multiple reasons for a mother's importance in the home and the life of a child, or that person who plays that role for you and maybe grows up in a single parent home. She is the hub on which everything else turns. Due to many roles she plays in the home, everyone should see and recognize her importance. Young mothers that are here today, you are important to your family. You're important to your child. You're important to your husband. You will play a major role, mom, in seeing your little boy or girl come to know Jesus. Our nursery workers, our children's workers will help you lay the foundation, but you'll be the key and the hub that turns the wheel that helps them to see and understand and see Christ in your life and help them to see their need for the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And we'll talk more about that a little bit later. Everyone in a home depends on mother more than they can even imagine. Her influence is tremendous and continues to be that way. I'd like to consider a few things this morning, things a mother is likened to and the many roles that she takes on. First of all, mom is like a coach. First time I thought about that and I pinned that, my mind went back to when I was 9 years old, my first year in Little League Baseball, and then at the end of the year, I was honored to be chosen to be on the All-Star team. And I was up to pitch the very first game. My arm, psychologically, was sore. And I complained about my elbow being sore. I wasn't sure if I could play. And my mother pulled me aside. And here we are at the game. They've already made the announcements. I've been called out as being the starting pitcher. And our team's lined up out there getting ready to start. Back when we used to have a time of prayer and pledge allegiance to the flag. And then I went over to talk to mom and dad and mentioned about my arm being sore. And mom, my coach, leaned over and said, "Junior, we got a big game today. In fact, we got a big day today. There's several ball games going on. But you know what? Tomorrow, there's no games. Tomorrow, there's no school. Tomorrow, your arm can hurt. Get out there and play ball, son." Yeah, she was my coach. She pushed me often at times in many areas. Moms, you are a coach to your children. And at times, you even play the role of coach and encourager to your husband. See, the right kind of moms, mothers coaching or training trains their son or daughters to stay away from the alcoholic beverage, the gambling, the sexual immorality, the wrong kind of company, to be straightforward and honest and how to know how to walk with God by example. Mothers is that little one that can look up, and mom might only be 5 foot nothing, but she can still look up at her 6 foot son and grab him by the ear and say, "Son, did you hear your mother?" She's that coach. She's the one that has great influence in her life. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Many of you ladies here this morning have trained up your children. You have been a coach for them for many years and still continue to coach them and to pray for them. Some of you are younger who have little ones on your lap or little ones in the nursery. Take that role as coach as an honor that God has ordained you to do, to love your children, to love your husband, to coach, to encourage them, to train them up to be the young man, the young woman that God would have them to be. See, a lot of what we are is partly due to the right kind of training and coaching given to us by a good mother. She teaches the word of God and the ways of God and the works of God. Ladies, moms, don't be afraid to sit down and pray with your kids and read the Bible with them and tell them Bible stories and let them know how much you love the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 8, the Bible says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Take that role that the Lord has given you very seriously and say, Lord, help me to be the best mother, the best coach that my son, my daughter needs. Help me to coach them, to train them through life to be what you'd have them to be. Father, help me to take on that role and play that part to help them in any way that I can. Yes, mom is like a coach. Number two, mom is like a caregiver. A nurse looks after her patients with diligent care. She is at the beckoning call of her patients. I remember as a boy growing up, and I'll go down memory lane, and some of you will go down memory lane. I can remember not missing too many days of school growing up. My middle brother never missed a day of school from kindergarten through high school, never sick a day in his life. I missed a few days here and there, but we had rules in our family. If you were sick and you didn't go to school, you didn't do anything else the rest of the day. You were in bed, tucked in. There might be occasion where you could come out, but you had to stay away from everyone else because you were sick. It didn't matter if you had a ball game. It didn't matter if there's coaching going on or ball games or practice. You were sick. You didn't do anything the rest of that day. But there was also the nurturing. For me, my nurturing, when I was growing up, I got peanut M&Ms and Fritos. And sometimes a little vanilla ice cream if I had a sore throat. My mother, my caregiver, pampered me. She loved on me. She encouraged me. She was very unselfish and exactly what a mother is. She goes to the person she is caring for, even when she feels like she needs someone to take care of her. Moms, you're a coach, but you're also a caregiver. And part of that caregiving is nurturing and loving and encouraging your children and showing the love and care of Christ as you care for them and as you nurture your children. Sometimes, moms and guys, this is going to hurt. Sometimes your biggest child is your husband. Yes, go ahead. Help yourself. Yeah. But those are the facts, especially before children even come along. Number three, not only is mom like a coach and a caregiver, but mom is like a counselor. Some of the best advice we receive growing up is from a godly mother or one who fills that role. Ladies, let me encourage you to strive to be a godly counselor for your children. Also for your husband, but that godly counselor for your children. Teach them to pray. Allow them to see you praying. Allow them to see you reading the Bible. And when they ask you, what are you reading? Tell them, I'm reading God's instruction book for life. I'm studying His word that'll teach me to be a better wife. It'll teach me to be a better mother. That will teach me to be a better child of God and encourage them and set the example for them. In the book of Ruth, Ruth depicts an unwavering loyalty to her mother-in-law, Naomi. The Bible says in Ruth chapter 1 and verse 16 and 17, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. And the Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. See, professional counselors can be very expensive, but you can often get some of the best advice free from a mother. Many of you have said goodbye to your mother in death, but those times of heart-to-heart counseling will never leave you. See, death cannot rob us from our precious memories. And just like the passage I read to you here with Naomi and Ruth, may not have been her mother, but she played that role and stepped into it, and it was embraced by the younger one. There are times even in our life where we raise moms. Listen to me. There are times in our life where we raise our own children. But that doesn't mean we're not through mothering someone else that God puts in our life. That's called mentoring. It's called encouraging. Sometimes you might even find yourself mentoring other children or loving on other kids that are not your own, even while you're still raising yours. Some of you may have read the book that my wife wrote, When God Says No, and there's a story, and one of those chapters referring to one of the missionary wives who was not able to have children for many, many years, but finally God gave them one child, though her desire was to have many. But through the years of ministry, through the years of 20-plus years in the military, then later in full-time ministry, she taught children. She worked in children's church. She invested in the lives of other people's children. And she mentored them because she had a desire to be exactly what they need in their life. Because some of those boys and girls didn't have a godly mom. They didn't have a coach. They didn't have a caregiver. They didn't have a counselor. And she tried to be everything she could until God gave her her own child. And then even after that, she continued. Some years later, while at a Bible college graduation of their one and only child, several young girls came up and hugged her neck and thanked her for investing all those years back when she was 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10, 11 years old. And now fast forward, some of those young girls that she mentored and loved on are now graduating from Bible college and going out into ministry and serving the Lord because someone was willing to mentor and love and play the role of mother to someone else who needed that in their life. Invest in your children, moms, but also invest in the lives of other boys and girls, especially those that are part of your church family. Find a ministry where you can latch on here at Harvest Baptist Church so that you can not only coach your own children, but other children. You can provide loving care to other children as well as your own and the right type of counselor that may be needed in their life. Yes, mom is like a coach. She's like a caregiver. She's like a counselor. Number four, mom is like a comrade or a friend. The word comrade literally means friend, colleague, or ally. Someone who has the same beliefs or values. Young people, the best comrade, the best friend that you could ever have may very well be in this world is your mother. She shares your family values. When I was a boy growing up, for someone to call you a mama's boy was kind of an insult. And I can remember exactly when that changed for me, and it was no longer an insult. I remember very clearly being at football practice. I was about junior high age, a little bit younger, wasn't quite ready for junior high. And we had one of the boys on our team was a big boy. I mean, he had to play the line because we had rules. If you were so big and weighed so much, you couldn't be the quarterback, you couldn't be the running back because you were just too big. So you had to play the line until you reached a certain age. And there's a boy there who, big fellow on the line, he played defensive line and he was mean. Everybody, I mean, I was, back in those days, I was one of the running backs, and I hated to run on his side of the ball because nobody could block him, and I would be pancaked if I tried. But I can remember a coach getting after him one day and said, "Are you a mama's boy or what?" And he got up off the ground, looked at coach, and said, "Sir, I've got a mama, and I'm a boy, so I guess that makes me a mama's boy." Don't be afraid, gentlemen, to be called a mama's boy. Ladies, don't be afraid to invest in your life such a way that your son, your daughter, your child looks to you for much and many things in their life that God is. Yes, every young boy needs a dad, but every young boy and every young girl also needs a mother that will play that role of comrade or friend. A friend will tell you like it is, tell you how you need to hear and what you need to hear instead of what you need to hear instead of what you want to hear. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 9. The Bible says, "Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So doth the sweetness of a man's friends by hearty counsel." Yes, a mother, she is more qualified to be a friend than most of those we think are our friends. I know for me in my life growing up, my mom and my grandparents, I'm sure, spent many a nights in prayer for me when I raised my right hand and went into the military. I know she did the same thing when my next brother did the same thing, many a nights praying when we were overseas or deployed, praying for safety, and they invested in her life. They were the friend in need in a time of need. You understand how it is. I mean, it may be different from you, but when I go home to visit my mom and dad, it's mama's house. Dad may pay the bills, but it's mama's house. It's mama's refrigerator. It's mama's snacks. So when I go in and I'm hungry, I say, "Mama, what's for eats?" She'll tell me where to go. I went to the grocery store yesterday. I knew you'd be here. She knew exactly what I liked and what I wanted as a boy growing up. And it would be in the refrigerator or it'd be on the stove cooking. Because a mama is just who she is. Mom is like a comrade or a friend. Again, she is more qualified to be the friend that we need in our life. The Bible says a friend loveth at all times in Proverbs 17:17. I don't know about you, but that sounds like a real mother to me. Loveth at all times. Yes, she is like a coach. She is like a caregiver. She is like a counselor. She is like a comrade or a friend. And then number five this morning, mom is to be like Christ. Mom is to be like Christ. Let me challenge you, ladies, to be like Christ. Whether you're a mother or not, whether you have children at home or not, every young person, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl in your life needs a godly woman setting an example. It makes no difference. Yes, we need godly men, and I'll get on the men another Sunday, but tonight, this morning, it's the ladies. We need godly women at home, in the workforce, in our community. We need godly women to look up to and to look out to as a godly example and a source of encouragement. Years ago, when we were involved early in ministry, Michelle and I, when we were on the mission field, we had a lady by the name of Miss Shirley Walker, who was a paraplegic. All she could barely do was move her right hand, and had a wheelchair that she could control and move. And she would take her good hand, her right hand, and she would hold her left hand up with and tape a pencil to her hand. And she would take her hand like this to type letters. Back before electric typewriters. And even with electric typewriter, if it would land too hard, it would just keep running. And when we were on the mission field, she would write us about once a month, once every other month, she would write. Sometimes her letters were hard to read because she couldn't always strike it hard enough to make sure it would print out. It is no doubt in my mind it took her hours to type out that letter that she took the time to do, and her husband helped her a little bit in folding and stamping and sending on the mission field. And I can remember the first night that we were in that little church in South Carolina, Orangeburg, South Carolina. Orangeburg Baptist Tabernacle was the name of the church. Many years ago, I think it was 1992 or 1993. And I can remember that week of the missions conference. And one of those nights, I presented my ministry. And another night, I preached as we were preparing to go to the mission field in Eastern Europe. And after the service, sitting back at the back of the room at our table, Miss Walker came by in her wheelchair. And she picked her other arm up and motioned me to bend over. And as I bent over, she said, "God has laid it on my heart to pray for you and your family as you minister to reach the people in Eastern Europe. Please make sure I have a current mailing address for you." Sometime later, their pastor came by and pulled me aside and said, "Brother Cook, you may not realize this, but you need to count it as an honor that Miss Shirley has made that commitment. She will pray for you, and she will write you every month or every 2 months, 6 weeks, and how she's feeling. She can't do a whole lot. And by the way, she also had her own van route that she picked up boys and girls every Sunday. Yes, her husband had to help her get on and off. And yes, she went out every Saturday to visit those families to make sure they were coming to church, and her husband worked together. And Miss Shirley, up until the day that she was committed to the hospital and eventually died, she wrote us every 4 to 6 weeks a letter, as I mentioned, just one tap at a time. Though she wasn't my mother, she made a tremendous impact on my life. I look forward to getting the mail in Eastern Europe. I knew the time that she took to type those letters out. As I would read over them, realizing how she bathed those letters in prayer, prayed for the ministry, even making comments in those letters about a recent prayer letter that we put out on what was going on in the ministry. She was a model and an example of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many people have come to know the Lord and understand the pardon and the forgiveness of sins because of a mother who demonstrated Christ to them. This surely taught me, as a young preacher, how to commit to prayer. How much prayer encourages them when you tell someone you will pray for them, what it actually maybe feels like or means to them if they take it wholeheartedly. Wise is a mother who will pray and work as she lives a life that her children can see Jesus in her actions, in her attitudes, and her accomplishments. Ladies, again, let me challenge you. The best way to be a coach, the best way to be the right caregiver and counselor and comrade or friend to your children, to those you mentor to your husband, to your children, to those in your church, the best way to be the best at those jobs is to be like Christ. If you're like Christ and you're doing all you can to live for Christ and being like Him, you will be a godly coach. You will be a godly caregiver. You will be a godly counselor and a godly comrade or friend. It starts by being like Christ. The godly life of Eunice, as I mentioned earlier, and the godly grandmother Lois affected young Timothy. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 5, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded also in thee." Paul tells young Timothy, "I see where you get your faith. I know your grandmother and I know your mother, and it's been passed down to you." Moms, desire to be Christ-like. that others may see Christ in your life, that others may see Christ in the life of your husband, your children, those that may be in your class at church that you teach or involved with and in mentoring, and they will all point back to you, to where it began and how you taught one, who taught one, who taught one, as it will continue through generations to come. Make a commitment, dear moms. Make a commitment, grandma. Make a commitment, auntie. Make a commitment, ladies, children or no children. Invest in the life of others, because we need more women in America. We need more women in our nation, in our country, that would desire to be like Christ in every step, in every aspect of their life, that they might be successful in their coaching, in their caregiving, in their counseling, and in their comradeship or friendship to those that they minister to. So I will challenge you this morning as we prepare to close. Ladies, how are you likened to? How are you described? Will you strive to be like Christ so that you'll be effective, efficient, sufficient, and successful in all those other areas? And it starts with being like Christ. And that means answering this simple question in the affirmative. Do you know that you know that you know that you're saved and on your way to heaven? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt when you go, the Lord calls you home, you take your last breath, that you know you would be in heaven? If not, then why not get that settled today and come to know the Savior and then begin your journey and your walk to be like Christ? If you're here today and you can say, yes, preacher, I know the Lord is my Savior, then let me ask, have you retired spiritually, or are you still coaching? Have you retired spiritually, or are you still the caregiver? Are you still the comrade? Are you still the counselor? Are you still striving to be like Christ? Miss Shirley Walker, well into her 60s, early 70s, still doing a van route, still using that hand to type that letter one at a time to those missionaries. Me having the privilege to be one, because she still wanted to have an impact on someone that could have an impact on someone else. Yes, one day, many moons ago, I was a little boy back in the nursery, like your child is this morning, moms. I was a little boy back in the nursery, maybe at times causing havoc, taking other little boys and girls' toys away from them and maybe even pulling some girls' hair. I don't know. But somebody loved boys and girls enough to invest in them, who rocked me on their knee on their rocking chair, changed my diapers, told me Bible stories, sang songs to me as I traveled and made my way through the nursery and eventually to children's ministry and eventually to youth ministry and eventually on into adulthood. But it all started years ago in the nursery when ladies began investing their life in me, who made an impact. And you've heard this name many a times if you're part of this church. And somewhere along the way, Miss Lawson, who spent time with me in the nursery, time with me in children's church, helped me see my need and helped me to Jesus. And I'm so grateful for the investment that she made. But you know, I don't know any of her children. I don't even know her husband. I don't even remember until some years later seeing her again about those things. But I know this, she loved her children and she invested in the life of other boys and girls that they might see Christ in her, that she might make a difference in our world today, one child at a time. So ladies, invest in your children, invest in your husband, but also invest in the life of other children through the ministry of the church that you're involved with. If you're not involved in the church, what are you waiting for? Get involved. Invest in your children. Allow other mature spiritual people in church invest in your children while you're investing in others. Allow them to see other men and women in the church that they can look up to, that's going to tell them the same thing that mom and dad tells them at home and encourage them as they grow in the Lord. A mother is likened to a coach, a caregiver, a counselor, a comrade. But most importantly, she should be like Christ. Let's stand together with heads bowed and eyes closed, no one looking around this morning, and we'll have a word of prayer in just a moment. But I can't help but to think and have to ask a question or two before we pray and dismiss. There's someone here today and you're not sure about your salvation. You're not sure about where you'd even begin to be like Christ, to be the kind of mom my children need me to be. But I want to know. Why not come today and let somebody pray with you and talk with you? Maybe here today and you know you're saved. You've made that commitment. But yet you know there's still some growing that you need. Maybe you need a mentor in your life to help you to be the mother that you know that God wants you to be to your children. There's a time for you now also to come and to pray and maybe talk to some other ladies and say, hey, I want someone to help me to be the mother that my children need me to be. Someone to look to, someone I can call, someone I can ask questions, someone that can encourage me because maybe my mother's not available. Maybe my mother's gone on to be with the Lord. Maybe my mother is not a Christian. Whatever the case may be, let's strive, ladies, to be Christ-like. Use the tools and equipment that God has provided through your pastor, his wife, and your church family to help you to be everything your children need you to be. Father, you know the needs are represented this morning. Pray that you work in the lives and hearts of your people. We ask in Jesus' name. Heads are still bowed and eyes are still closed just for a moment. If God has spoken to your heart, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, whoever it may be, the altars are open if you'd like to come and pray. If you'd like somebody to pray with you, just let me know and we'll take care of that. But why not do business with the Lord right now? Don't wait. Don't put off. Some have come. Others may need to. Why not come and pray and say, Lord, help me to be the mother my children need, the wife my husband needs, the lady, the woman of God that my church family and children need me to be. Whatever it may be, you do as God guides you this morning. Hearts and minds are clear. You can look this way. We'll be dismissed in order of prayer in just a moment. Gentlemen, ladies, let me remind you that make sure you haven't made a phone call today. Make sure you make that phone call to mom, or if it's another lady in your life that's made an impact, there's nothing wrong with calling them or sending them a card. I'm going to make my way to the back of the room. Remember, no service tonight. Spend time with your family or someone in here in your church family, but spend time with someone and spend the time together. And I'm going to make my way to the back of Michelle, and I'll ask somebody to close us in prayer. But as always, remember that God loves you and his preacher loves you. And if I can be helped to you in any way, please do not hesitate to ask. Ladies, I want to remind you, I thank God for you. I'm glad each and one of you are here. And God has a plan and desire to use each one of you, not only in your family, but also in your church family and in your community. I've got one more little sentence or two to preach left in me. I mentioned Miss Lawson, but there's another lady by the name of Miss Trudy Lamar, who lived in our neighborhood. We went to different churches. We found our place at her house 2 or 3 days a week after school, and we didn't have ball practice, where Miss Lamar would watch some of the neighborhood kids. They lived on a farm, had all kinds of animals. But one day, Miss Lamar started telling Bible stories. We enjoyed them, sometime outside, sometime in the living room. But Miss Lamar, who did not go to our church, who's a lady who lived a mile down the street, taught me what it means to be eternal, secure, and understand eternal security in Christ. She made an impact on a neighborhood kid. Ladies, you just don't know how God's going to use you to make a difference in another little boy or little girl, whether it be yours or it be others. So let me encourage you to invest in your kids, invest in your church family children, invest in your community, that God make a difference and use them that they may come to know the Savior. All right, I'm going to make my way to the back. I'm going to ask Brother Daryl Leonard if he'll lift his voice and dismiss us in prayer, please, brother. I did mention earlier, it was our last Sunday. Bonnie's neck before you leave today.